If I was in a completely sober state, I feel like I would have been in a in a great place. I could have just went up to him and been like, hey, how are you? Something normal.
Nope, never go up to your ex because it's never going to be normal. They're going to throw some sort of a fucking wrench in the situation and you're going to be like, you know what? I could have just not. If they come up to you, that's out of your control. But don't invite the vampire into your house. It's foolish.
Welcome to Spinsters, a podcast where there is now only one spinster because Jordan Liggins is now Jordan Robinson. She got married. It was beautiful. Everyone cried. I cried. She cried. Fred cried. And Jordan is on her honeymoon. She's on a extended vacation. She deserves it. They deserve it. And today we have Katie Nolan. Katie, I forgot.
Am I technically a spinster?
Yeah, well, you have a boyfriend.
If you're, it's unmarried, right? Are you allowed to, it's just unmarried, and I'm incredibly unmarried, so cool, I can be a spinster.
You're a spinster, yeah. Welcome. Sick. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to have it, like,
a title?
Katie Nolan is a...
Katie Nolan, a person who works in sports TV in various capacities. Currently, zero capacities, but probably working on at least two future capacities.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that good? I think that's nice and succinct.
That's good. It sounds like you have a lot of things in motion, yeah, which is...
Really got those wheels rolling. Actually, I'm just trying to enjoy not working for as long as I possibly can.
I don't blame
Because that's what I think life is all about.
That is truly what life is all about. Yeah. Yes, I completely agree. Okay, and when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about your time doing... Would you call it color commentary? Did you have a special...
This was a weekly thing of trying to figure out what to call it. They called me an analyst in the press release, and we were like, nope, that's probably not it. I've been saying in the booth for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Perfect. All right, we'll be right back. This episode of Spinsters is brought to you by Mendy. Mendy offers a line of safe and trusted hemp-derived CBD products, and I cannot skip out on the fact that this is a woman-owned company. You know we love that here. Now, I know what you're thinking, Haley. Wow, you never sound this peppy when you're doing these reads. Well, it's because I had a full night's sleep last night. Last night, I took some of Mendy's sleep tincture before bed and slept fully through the night. I made breakfast for the entire house this morning. I walked my dog for longer than usual. So yes, we are now a Mendy household. Mendy's products are all natural for pain, sleep, stress, and energy. With Mendy, you have a choice between full spectrum and no THC. Mendy is a safe, inclusive choice if you're new to CBD. And did I mention that it's woman-owned? Some things are worth mentioning twice. Spinsters listeners can save 30% on their first purchase using code SPINSTERS at checkout. This episode of Spinsters is brought to you by Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Find top talent with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why when you sponsor a job, you only pay for quality applications from resumes in our database matching your job description. Visit Indeed.com/spinsters to start hiring now. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wait, do we have to talk about basketball? What are we going to talk about? Because I haven't paid attention to any sport except baseball.
Yeah, no, I figured, no, we're not going to talk about basketball.
Sick.
At first, I thought maybe we could go through the offseason moves that and just say them in like layman's terms just to, you know, like for
you
Patrick
can teach
Beverly
them.
And Russ.
You can tell them to me. You can tell me what has happened.
To be honest with you, I don't really have a grasp either. I've been gallivanting. I've been living my life.
I know you have been, and I've been like double tapping it. A lot.
It's been really fun. I've been having a
you have
really
cute
good time.
Friends. I don't think I have cute friends. I need cuter friends. I don't have friends. It's not an insult to their looks. It's that they don't exist, you know? You got a big group of cute friends.
So remember a minute ago when you thought that I was saying that I was forced? Yeah, yep. Now you're saying that you don't have friends.
I don't.
And I thought we were friends.
Right. So I must have missed my invite to Belize or wherever the fuck you were because I didn't get one and I ain't doing shit. So.
Well, you are doing baseball stuff.
Not anymore. I'm done.
We were thinking about, we could talk about that because it's got to be different being in the booth.
Oh my God. I could talk about strictly that for 6 hours without ever.
I
want to
know what exactly
baseball.
Is different. And you've done broadcast stuff before, but it has to be different. Understanding that in that moment, like, you are live and none of the intrusive thoughts can come out whatsoever, mm-hmm. but you also mm-hmm. have to be actively, you can't just be saying, okay, keep it together, Katie, whatever, but you've got two other people you need to play off of. So,
and a game that's happening that you have to pay attention to.
In a game that you actually
need
to pay attention to.
You are secondary, but you're the third tier of the secondary part of the game. It's very difficult to do. We can talk about it.
Yeah, I want to. Well, so it's, you did, what would you call it? Color commentary?
Have we started? This is starting now?
Yeah, we started when I told you that your edibles made me see my ex-boyfriend and not be able to say words to him.
Okay, we're on a podcast now. Let me get my podcast brain. I was answering you like regular me, giving you very boring answers. What did you ask? No, I can't.
What it's like, basically. How do you juggle it? Because I have always had this thing with live anything where I just do not think that I would do a good job at it. I don't have a good job, I think, being able to juggle the fact that there is pressure and I'm going to be able to handle it while actively paying attention to something else.
I feel like live, weirdly, isn't bad for me. It's not the thing about it that freaks me out because I look back now at where I started TV on a daily hour-long live television show and I'm like, how the hell did I not panic every minute of every day? But I think like being thrown into the fire like that made live, I prefer live because then you don't have to think about it. You do it, it's done, and whatever they can fix, and whatever they can't, it already happened. But what was hard about the booth, I mean, a million things. I've never been that close to a game, so it's never been like me directly touching the sport. I'm usually not only in a studio, but I'm in a studio discussing the third level of things. So there's like the what happened, the people who tell you what happened. There's the people who tell you like why it happened. And then there's the people who talk about like what it means that it happened. And I'm that. So I'm usually very far away from the game. And in this, it was like you're talking while it's happening. So there was also the layer of like, okay, what can I get away with here? Because it's very different. The rules are very different. What you can get away with in the studio, I think I've finally gotten a pretty good read of where I can push it and where I can't. But in a game, it's very different. Mm-hmm. So there were like plenty of jokes that pop into my head that look like intrusive thoughts that I'm like, normally I would just say them. And I would just, something in my head would be like, don't, because this could be the time that you get in trouble. And if you get in trouble, then this is like damaging relationships. And it just felt like there was more riding on it than there ever was in anything mm-hmm. I did before. And I let that, I think a big part of what I do is based on me being comfortable. And I think it was so hard to physically get comfortable in a booth with three people. I mean, we don't talk enough about how small those booths are, and we can talk about that if you'd like to, but stadium to stadium, sometimes it was like, what? There wasn't room for us all to have laptops. So I was like, cool, I guess I just don't have my laptop for this game. But also it was just hard to get like metaphysically comfortable of like, this is where I am. This is where I'm supposed to be. I'm allowed to be here and I'm supposed to just be comfortable. The ADD made it difficult because you're watching a game happen and you're trying to listen to the two people that you're sitting with and you're trying to think of what interesting thing you're going to add to the conversation. And then the third, 15th layer of it being difficult is that like I met the dudes I broadcasted with and Heidi Watney, who was on the field for us, the day that we did our first game.
Oh, and shit.
Wow. So it was like, we met the day before we like fake called three innings of an Angels game. And then they were like, we have to get out of here because they have to load in whatever. So we were like, okay, we did three innings. And in those three innings, I was just me being like, oh, that's crazy. What happened there? What's this? Like asking stupid questions, being silly. And then going into the game, they were like, let's focus more on the game. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, okay, but then I'm not, that's not me. That's not what I do. Mm-hmm. And I think the like, gravitational pull of a job like that to do it the way it's always been done, I underestimated that. I underestimated once I was in the booth how much I would feel like, okay, trying to reinvent the wheel isn't working, just do it the way everyone else has already done it. Which, you know, I don't think is my best recipe for success. I think that, like, trying to do things in whatever weird way I do them is the thing that has gotten me to here. So it was really hard to fight against this, like, gravitational pull of, like, no, say a stat, talk about a number, and then, you know, move on. And don't be funny or goofy or, like, react. Oh, God. Do you know how hard it is to not be like, whoa, when something cool happens? Like, I did not realize how often. I think the first game, we made it a running joke how often I went, wow, for just no reason. Because really, I hadn't seen a live baseball game in a very long time. But it was an awesome job. It was an awesome experience. I just want to make sure I say that every time I answer a question, because I can tell you about how much of it was difficult. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm still glad I did it. I don't know if I would do it again. I'm still glad I did it. I think I learned a lot. I think I met a lot of really cool people. And I got to see a bunch of stadiums I'd never been to before on somebody else's dime. So, I mean, what? I wouldn't complain about that.
Well, your directive, your original directive, and the point of bringing someone like you in was to change up the way that baseball games are commented on. And so then did you – I mean, I'm right in saying that.
Yeah, I think that the pitch that sold me, because at first when they approached me with the job, I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Why me? I think you have the wrong person. But the pitch that sold me is they were like, look, we're not going to make games any shorter. Baseball's been struggling with that for years. Everyone complains that the games are too long. But then on the flip side, you see people listening to 3-hour-long podcasts or watching 3-hour-long YouTube videos. So it's like, we do have the attention span to sit with something for 3 hours. Maybe it's just that there isn't enough happening when nothing's happening on the field. So they sort of saw it as like marrying a podcast to a baseball game. And to me, I was like, oh, all my podcasts, I kept trying to make them short. They were always 2-3 hours long. So I was like, this, perfect. I can keep an interesting conversation going for 3 hours. That's what I love to do more than anything. I think once we got into the first game, you know, baseball has very specific pacing. There's like, you know, you lay out of the booth so that the play-by-play guy can call after every pitch. I think when it comes to trying to maintain a podcast and a conversation, you would have to modify that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think that the reaction to changing the pacing in that first game was pretty strong from fans. And I'm talking about fans of the two teams that we were covering that week. They were pretty strongly like, we don't like this, which I think going into anything where you're going to be different, you have to know that coming out of the gate, you're going to be faced with that. But I think that the people, a very common response I've seen throughout my career with shows like Crowd Goes Wild, we did something really different. The first week they panicked and they were like, all right, stick to sports. Only talk about sports. This is, they don't like it and we've got to. And I remember then being like, but I'm not qualified to be here if that's what we're doing. I've never done that. I was here to be social media funny. And so now you're telling me I have to be a sports analyst? And, you know, you modify what you're doing. With this, it was like that first game, I think they were like, let's pull back. And then because it was an Apple product but executed by an MLB Network staff, I don't think there was ever a moment where we were like, okay, let's get back to that thing we said we were going to do.
Right.
It sort of just was like, okay, people don't seem to be as mad. We can keep doing it this way. It was hard for me because I was like, this is my first time doing anything like this, trying to learn how to do it while also change the way that it's done, and also feeling like if I try to change the way it's done, it's going to be met with that I'm kind of out on my own, right? Like the guys that I was with could be a traditional broadcast with a little bit of difference. I couldn't default to my regular because I had never done this before. So do I think we did it? Yeah. I mean, I think by nature of it, of me being there, it was certainly different. Do I think we got it good different by the end? There were a couple games where I was like, that was a good game. I would be entertained listening to that game. And there were other games where I was like, golly, I'm not checking my Twitter for 2 weeks. But I just think that something I needed to get used to in my career is being comfortable with like not being really good in front of a bunch of people. And I did that a lot. So I think no matter what good came of it, I think that we could have gotten better. I think we could have done more. But, you know, everyone's going to have their opinion on what it should be. And I don't know if they're happy with what we haven't had like our big postseason meet up yet to discuss, but I think we tried.
Well, there's a, I mean, it's interesting as well because there's the obstacle of trying in the sport with the most curmudgeon-y reputation, and the older the institution, the more difficult it is to change. There's a reason that when the NBA is toying with shortening the time on the clock after an offensive rebound, that it happens first in G League and in games that are kind of meaningless. Like, experimentation is difficult when something is considered more sacred, and baseball is, if you, I mean, I don't want to say look at the fan base because, yeah, but it's literally the national pastime. I will say it's the first time I've ever watched, I've watched a game non-playoffs in, I don't know how many years. And you could say that it's just because I wanted to hear you, but I did it multiple times. So
you did?
Yeah, of course.
Stop it.
But, you know, it's just, for someone like me, if the goal is bring in new people, that kind of thing has to be done because I'm not going to, I need a little bit more.
There's a lot of games. There's a lot. Like, that's another, my main takeaway from the season is like, my God, did they play a lot of games. And the travel, I was only doing it once a week, but I was the West Coast crew and I live in Jersey. So it was every week flying across the country and then flying back. I was just like, man, I underestimated how difficult this is. And I know people will be like, well, the athletes fly charter and blah, 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 blah. Still. And in some sports like WNBA, do they charter yet flights for WNBA? No. Jeez Louise.
In fact, the it's thought prohibited.
Of that is, it's crazy. The thought of flying commercial to do that job, I couldn't imagine it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Especially if you're like two times how tall you are now. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
That's true. And that is so true. God.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What did you learn about having to travel a lot? Like, did you?
Oh my god.
The elf products, did those last you?
I have them right next to me in my little pouch. They did. They lasted. They're the best. Every week, the only thing I swapped out was like, okay, this week I'm going to try bringing these facial care products. Mm-hmm. I only swapped out my liquids. I have a ton of travel size stuff now that I never would have had before. I learned to how to pack my bag so that all I would have to do is take the dirty clothes out and put new clothes in and zip it back up. Like, I never took, I didn't do my hair or makeup the week leading up to it. I just left all my hair stuff and makeup stuff in my suitcase. So shout out to my boyfriend for dealing with that. But I also learned I should probably get TSA PreCheck. But I have clear, and that kind of rules. Sometimes it feels bad that you just see this big long line and they escort you to the front of it. But at the same time, you're like, whew, I would have missed my flight if it were not for that.
Yeah. Is there a difference between clear and PreCheck?
Clear, you still have to take the stuff out of your bag. Like, it doesn't help you at all through security, but it cuts you to the front of the line of security. So you're, like, cleared. You don't have to wait.
Oh,
don't know how
it
works.
All right.
But I never have to show my ID. Mm-hmm. They just scan my eyes, which I know some people are like, oh, no, the government has my – I'm like, they have it. They have it anyway. So I might as well benefit from them having it.
They do have it. Yeah.
Clear? Yeah. Clear, you really feel like you are breaking the law.
Yeah, clear. Yeah. I feel like I should turn and go, sorry, 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 yeah, every single person. Exactly. But yeah, I don't know. Other than that, I think I just, I used those because they were mostly 6-hour flights. I would just do work. Ooh, if there was no Wi-Fi, oh my God, talk about, I know we don't even, I hate this phrase now, first world problems, but I would get so mad about, like, I'd have to check myself on the plane. Like, lady, you are floating through the sky. It's crazy to think that you could have had internet connectivity. The fact that you don't and you're mad is wild.
It's crazy to think you're even up here.
Right? So I would plan. Once that happened 1 week, I started planning. Like, I would print out the things I would need and have them with me. I was like, do not depend on the internet. But boy, I still got mad when there wasn't
any because I've never had good plane Wi-Fi. Ever.
I've had it. It's more decent now than it was before, I think. But that could be because I was flying mostly on flights where people would sleep. Because I would take, like, night flights.
Whoa. Let's say there's no Wi-Fi. And it's also a flight that doesn't have a TV. And you didn't know this. You didn't prepare going in. What are you doing on that flight? There's questions for everyone.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give my forward facing answer. So mm-hmm. if I were a person who told lies or just presented my aspirational self, I'd read. I'd be reading. I have my Kindle with me. It's usually charged. This is aspirational. So yes, it's charged. And I have I'd read a couple books probably.
Mm-hmm. A couple, real life, a few, a whole series.
Real life, I'm playing Spider Solitaire on my phone and then realizing 2 hours passed and then switching to like New York Times crossword and doing a bunch of those from the archive and then realizing 2 other hours have passed and then like feeling bad about it, but not.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's mostly it.
I am a plain reader only if the book is good. Now, if this is a book that I'm even slightly out on, mm-hmm. I can't do it. I'm suffering. And so I have this game on my phone I'll play. I don't know what it's called. I just call it the Dots.
Dots? Because I've played Dots. It used to be called Two Dots.
It's called Two Dots. Two Dots.
I fuck with Two Dots.
It's the only game I've ever played. I've never played like video games, nothing.
So sweet.
I just play Two Dots and I'm on level like 7,000.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, wait. Now I need to know what level I'm on while everybody else answers.
Hang on. Let me pull up the actual level.
Oh, I'm like looking for my phone. I'm on my fucking phone.
I'll tell you a level I'm on when you tell me. Harry and Sierra, what are you guys doing if there's no Wi-Fi or a screen? Have you pre-downloaded? Because now I pre-download after having one.
We did that. We did that when you were getting on a flight. I remember.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, you remembered. What was I watching then?
I think it was
going through Europe and I couldn't read on the flights, like if that was a possibility or whatever, I was watching Justified. Fucking love that show. I watched all of Justified in Europe and it's a show about Kentucky. So that was pretty funny. Contrast. I'm on level 593 on
Dots. Oh, I'm 2624.
Haley, I'm re-downloading it.
593 and you're on
2624.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Guys, I haven't had a job. What do you think? There's days where all the depression lets me do is
God,
this
I was
with
so
my
impressed with myself. I know. This is my only game, too.
I know. It's so sad.
Are there unlimited levels?
I think at one point, I started playing this years ago and I got to a point where I got to where the levels were and they were like, we'll be back soon. And it was like, oh shoot. So then I stopped playing it and then I recently re-downloaded it.
Wow. I'm at the point now where they've added in the, so Harry, every couple, you get to like 50 levels and then they're like, you need a new challenge. How about now there's fire or something? And I just got to the one where they're like, hey, now there's ladybugs and they eat your dots.
Oh, those are good.
And
you learn to love them.
I hate them right now. I feel like they've ruined the integrity of Two Dots. I hate what they stand for. I don't even understand. I can't grasp
like
how.
But they explode.
I'm not into them.
What's
the goal
of the game is to connect some dots?
If you can make squares, the ideal is you make squares. And if you make a square of like green dots, all the greens disappear.
Oh.
And if you make a square of pink, all the pinks disappear. But you can also just connect like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you can just eliminate a bunch of dots. The goal is to they give you a different goal at the beginning of each level where they're like, this one, you've got to get 6 meteors down to the bottom.
Right.
Yeah. So. Meteors. That's such a good name for those things. I called those empty cheeses.
Empty cheeses?
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
Empty cheese? That doesn't even make... All right.
Because in my mind, I was like, look at this moldy cheese they put here. I genuinely thought it was cheese.
All right.
This episode of Spencer's is brought to you by Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Hate waiting? Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Something I love about Indeed is the virtual interview option. That virtual interview tool means there's nothing to download. Just click and talk. With virtual interviews, Indeed saves you time. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent all in one place. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why when you sponsor a job, you only pay for quality applications from resumes in our database matching your job description. Visit Indeed.com/spinsters to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/spinsters. Indeed.com/spinsters. Terms and conditions apply. cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. This episode of Spinsters is brought to you by Mendy. Mendy offers a line of safe and trusted hemp-derived CBD products, and I cannot skip out on the fact that this is a woman-owned company. You know we love that here. Now, I know what you're thinking, Haley. Wow, you never sound this peppy when you're doing these reads. Well, it's because I had a full night's sleep last night. Last night, I took some of Mendy's sleep tincture before bed and slept fully through the night. I made breakfast for the entire house this morning. I walked my dog for longer than usual. So yes, we are now a Mendy household. Mendy's products are all natural for pain, sleep, stress, and energy. With Mendy, you have a choice between full spectrum and no THC. Mendy is a safe, inclusive choice if you're new to CBD. And did I mention that it's woman-owned? Some things are worth mentioning twice. Spinsters listeners can save 30% on their first purchase using code SPINSTERS at checkout.
You guys didn't answer what you would do on a plane if there's no Wi-Fi. Would you
do? So I'm approaching flying, I think, it differently than you both, which is like I'm doing everything in my power to not exist on the flight. You know, like if I could, just blink and be in the next place, I would do
it. I think we all agree that that would be the ideal.
No, but maybe what I'm saying is I would cut my arm off to be able to do that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, I'm immediately trying to sedate myself with pharmaceuticals. And then once that happens, I'm also doing a kind of it's sort of reverse sensory deprivation. It's a little bit of a sensory overload where I'm like, I'm throwing a podcast in. Mm. I've got the TV on with some random sports game. And then I've got a Nintendo Switch in my hand. And I'm like, sort of inducing a disassociation I'm not there sort of.
Right.
And so, I'm prepared. Well, no, I don't necessarily, I don't do it.
What's on the Switch? Mario Kart?
Sometimes Mario Kart. My goal is a kind of like serenity, right? Like that nothing is actually happening on any of them. And I don't remember any sort of individual element.
That's the point of Dots.
Right. Yeah.
That is the point of Dots. Yeah.
It's just to shut your brain off.
So yeah, I'm ripping maybe some Mario Kart, maybe, once I get to eventually I relax and then I get sort of bored of all those things. But the thing at the bottom of my bag, like once I get really bored of everything, is I'll just look at pictures on some random date, no Wi-Fi. I'm like, damn, dude. June 2018.
I kinda like that.
That was crazy,
At the bottom, the absolute last thing that you will do out of boredom if you can't sleep is go through your phone and delete pictures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing.
I have just so many screenshots. Why do I have these?
Yeah. Things you've needed to have screenshots. Yeah.
Things that you were like, oh, don't forget to say this on TV. And then you never looked at it again and you forgot to say it on TV. Yeah.
Reading old notes.
Cleaning them out. I have a lot of my notes locked now. Did you guys know you could do that? And there's nothing that needs to be locked. Just sheer embarrassment at the fact that this was a list to do that I made.
Mine should all be locked.
It'll be like a to-do list that I have to do. And I'm just like, if somebody ever broke into my shit, this is mortifying.
Dude, when I write a list of like things I need at CVS, if one of those things is marginally could be deemed embarrassing by anyone, I use a code word, which is insane. No. Nobody's looking in my phone, but I'm not going to write what it is because I don't want when I get murdered, someone to be like, oh, it says here that she needed to pick up her antidepressants. She was on antidepressants.
What do you call your antidepressants?
Happies. It's just it's straight to the point.
What else is embarrassing? Like toilet paper would be like TP.
No, like everyone knows toilet paper is not embarrassing. Why would I say it if it was embarrassing? Think of anything that when you have to buy it at the store, you're like, I just hope I don't make eye contact with this person. This isn't a problem I have often. It's just something I need to take care of right now. That sort of a situation. But I make everything in code in my notes because I don't want it used. I watch too much Dateline.
I try to make it pretty clear when I'm buying all my heartburn stuff that it's like because I have heartburn and not because something's gone more wrong. if you know what,
would
I
it
mean.
Be? It's,
oh. I'm just like, oh God, I've got terrible heartburn. Because with heartburn medication, it's either like you have really bad heartburn and you're afflicted, or it's like you've been on the toilet for 15 hours. Yeah, you haven't left the toilet for.
It's like, no, I'm pre, not post.
I'm like, no, I'm pre.
Being proactive. Yeah.
I'm different. Yeah, exactly. With tampons, I make direct eye contact with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Tampons, I'm past the point of.
I really want, especially the guys working in the store, I'm like.
Do you see how much these cost? Yeah, do you see how much I have to spend on something I absolutely need every month? And if I don't buy them, I'll be mocked relentlessly because it will be obvious because I'll have ruined all my. It's just like.
I can afford them because this shit happens whether I want it to or not.
Right? Imagine if you could opt out. Ooh, boy, would I.
Yeah.
I guess you can now. Anyway, we don't have to do this. Yeah,
I mean, sort of. No. I don't want that thing up there all the time.
Me neither.
I saw this TikTok the other day that this guy was like talking to his girlfriend and she secretly recorded him. And they were talking about the NuvaRing, the birth control that rests up always in your cervix or something. I don't know. I don't have one. The thought of it terrifies me. And he was like, oh, I didn't know that was birth control. I thought that was like a hairband. And she was like, why would I have a hairband up there? And he said, I thought you just put it there in case you'd need it later.
What? It's not a purse.
Yeah. And that
it's
is
not
why...
a pocket.
And he was serious?
He couldn't
have
been.
Yeah, he was serious. Or it falls into the category of TikTok where that I can't decipher.
I'm getting sick of
time.
That. I'm getting annoyed by that at
have
this point.
They, is this initiated behind my back or is this a spur of the moment? Yeah. Am I... let
you
in
kinda,
on
you
something
can tell,
beautiful that's happened.
You can tell sometimes. If
most
it's too
time,
perfect,
you
you're like,
when the guy walks in and the girl's dressed really cute and he's like, oh my God, you look amazing. Now I'm so cynical as to think that they've organized this for likes.
Sometimes
they
you just
know
have
that
to,
they can play on the male
it.
Affection.
Sometimes you just have to be like, give it a like, scroll away. It made me happy. I don't need to further question. But I'm deep in some weird TikToks now because I don't have a
What's
job.
What's your TikTok
so.
Look like?
I just I've attracted drama TikTok, and I'm talking drama from any community, whether I'm aware of the community or not. So I'll get it'll all of a sudden present me like chapter six of a drama that I then have to be like, okay, so who's Emily and who's Jessica? And okay, so they're from oh my God, what's the weird TikTok where they think that they're going to Harry Potterville.
Oh.
they're not dreaming. They're not lucid dreaming, but they're shifting. So they're reality shifting into dude, I have gone so deep on shift talk.
Shift talk?
They spend years mentally
they like write down, they have to script what their world is going to be when they get to Hogwarts. They have to read it before they go to bed, and then they do these different things to try to get their consciousness transferred to, and then they do, and I don't know if they're telling the truth or not, but they get so mad at each other, accusing each other of lying about shifting, and I'm like, you're probably all lying about shifting.
Yeah, I like hearing about this stuff because it makes me feel not as bad about, like, my own stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's why I'm spending all my time on TikTok, because I'm like, these are regular people, and they're all are fascinated by stuff that I would never have known about in my whole life.
Yeah.
If it weren't for this app.
Are you up to date on the lesbian TikTok drama? Young lesbian TikTok drama?
There was one. So there's something about JoJo Siwa going on young lesbian TikTok.
I've got a group chat. I can add you both to if you're
interested. Please, because I tried to dig through this one. I did not understand it.
I can't recap it for you because
it happened
right now,
in a comment section. And finding a comment section is a lot harder than finding a TikTok. And finding a TikTok is hard enough, like searching through the hashtags and stuff. So I had a hard time locating that one. I would love to know the background.
It's some great drama. It's good drama because – it's good drama to be observing because there are large characters in it like JoJo. And then there are also smaller characters in it. And I like some variants in my drama because it makes it more accessible. Some people have more access, you know, a lot of people aren't as quiet as in other dramas. The Don't Worry Darling I consumed like it air. I mean, I rejected it. Oh, I loved it.
It didn't work for me. I didn't know what it was, but it was just like, it just took over the whole, I don't think the movie's going to be that. I mean, it's out, right? I haven't seen
it. It's out. Yeah.
I read the screenplay. It was a flight. And I just read it and it was not.
How do you have the screenplay?
I just was on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
I was on Reddit and somebody posted it and I read it. Ha ha ha. And I was like, this doesn't sound all that good. Felt like the big twist was like, duh, you know?
Okay.
But anyway, it just felt like a lot of drama about a movie that I was like, I don't care at all.
What's the last twist you guys have seen or heard that really got you? Tell me the twist. Just tell me the thing. Because I'm really in the mood for twists. That's my thing in October. I don't decorate that much. I don't particularly care for the flavor of pumpkin, although I will indulge. You know, if someone's serving it, I'm going to eat it. But it's not like something I seek out. But I do feel like this is the time when I love a good twist. I like being a little freaked out. I like some tension and I like some turns.
See, not spooky. I think my last twist was The Good Place. It's not spooky, but it's a good twist. It's
The Heaven Show?
Two good twists.
It is a good twist.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple good twists. That show is so good. Underrated good. And maybe it's properly rated, but I feel like people stopped talking about it pretty quickly. It's like well written, very well written.
Okay. I never watched it.
You should watch it. I think you'd like it. There's a good twist. But I'm also scanning my brain for scary twists. I'm a scaredy cat. I don't watch spooky nothing. So
I don't think it necessarily has to be scary. It's just like in Don't Worry, Darling, that would be considered a thriller.
I think. Yeah, because there's blood and stuff.
It's a thriller?
I think.
Isn't it?
I seem to have avoided everything about this movie. I couldn't have told you it was a thriller. I don't know.
I think it's – I don't know that it's – I bet there's a sub-thriller. Like not psycho
– suspenseful?
It's almost like a like drama, a suspenseful drama maybe.
I'll read the plot summary on
if anybody is like a film buff watching this, they're going to be like, you are idiots. It's clearly a neoclassical, whatever.
Neo on the beginning of something and people are like, this guy's an asshole.
Exactly. I recently read two days ago, my depression had me reading the Wikipedia of scary movies that I knew I wasn't going to see.
Mm. I've been there.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
That Smile movie sounds like it's going to freak a lot of you out. I won't be seeing it, but now that I know what it is, woof.
I'm no longer 14 and want to go to the movie theaters with people on dates, I don't see scary movies.
Yeah.
That just is what it fulfilled for me. I'm not saying that that's its only purpose.
Only go for the male gaze, which is a crazy thing to say, but whatever.
I did kind of say
so. I do have a question though about.
Okay, Harry, what is it?
why are people going to movies as a date or like a first date? What a horrible way to get to.
Well, you don't want to talk. Well, you don't want to.
As a teenager,
yeah.
Harry, let me tell you a little something about I grew up.
Yeah, you knew the people you were going on dates with.
The movie theater was 45 minutes away. So it was a very special thing. Also, the other option for a date where I grew up was to go to the Walmart parking lot, which was 35 minutes away.
That sounds cool to me.
Okay. Well, thanks for – I honestly don't have the brain power for it because they were out of cold brew and so I just had to have a normal iced coffee.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But you are fetishizing.
Thoughts and prayers.
You're right. I am.
Indiana –
When you were a kid, you didn't need to get to know each other. You could do that at lunch, you know? You just needed a
You already knew everything about each other.
Yeah, where your parents weren't.
Yeah, that's the other thing is the town I grew up in, 1,200 people. I knew everything about everyone. I knew everything about their cousins, their cousins' cousins, their parents, their step-parents, their grandparents.
Have you since deleted that information, cleared that space, or do you still...
You know, it's funny because I'll talk to my friend Morgan, my friends Morgan and Kent, who are also from there, and she'll say something like, remember this person? And I'll be like, I do remember this person, but I didn't know that I remembered that person until
That's fair.
I was reminded.
They triggered it for you. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Some lovely people there.
Mm.
Some. Anyway, that's why we were going on dates.
No, but
past high school, yes, I agree. Okay.
That's not, I'm more like you're
well, just no, trying but to see, get then angry it comes back around again. Then when you've been married and you know somebody for so long, then you're like, what can we do where we don't have to talk to each other?
Right.
Go to the movies. It works on both ends, the early dating and the late dating spectrum.
Louisville has a $5 movie special.
Still? Wow. That's crazy.
Every Tuesday. That's where you'll find me. Maybe I shouldn't go.
I just think like two of the scariest things I could do in front of like a potential romantic partner would be like sit in silence and digest. Like both of those things. So the idea of like dinner and a movie is like the most scary thing in the world.
Wait, you mean like literally digest or like mentally digest?
No,
he
means literally. I mean literally. Like, you know, I have IBS.
Like, you know. No, that's true. My stomach makes crazy noises after I eat stuff. It's like,
right.
Like no matter what, my stomach is making noises.
Yeah. I don't think anybody, if somebody's judging you for stomach making noises, that's wild.
No, you're right.
Just
it is a loud movie, but yeah, but you—it's all you can think about, and you're already uncomfortable, yes, course, and yes, it's a first date. And no, I agree. What's your guys' like go-to first date?
Oh, wow. I don't know. It used to be drinks, and then I started, you know, dating a guy who doesn't drink. So then, I guess dinner.
Mm-hmm.
One-sided drinks. I drink, you watch.
Well, but I mean, you're not. It's not a, you know,
it ain't my problem
anymore. Yeah.
Could be. Yet, I guess.
Yeah. Could be my problem in the future.
Are you a cool, like, are you a cool first date? Because I'm with you, Katie. My first date is like a bar near one of our houses.
Somewhere where there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's gotta, it has to depend on who the person is. Do you know them? Do you know anything about them? Because if you don't know anything about them, it's like an offline date. You know, you've met the person online. You haven't met the person yet. Or if it's like a friend of a friend and you don't really have any background information on them, I think you need a date with an escape plan.
I think I do that for every date. Maybe that speaks more to me than the world. But I feel like I always have an escape plan.
Your boyfriend of literally 2-3 years.
Dan is not allowed to take me to a second location, and I've let him know that. I have let him know that.
Yeah.
Sports. Sierra, are we supposed to be talking about sports or does it not matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Nah, sick. Doesn't matter.
I'm eating candy corn.
Oh, ew.
Yeah. Whoa.
My stomach.
You, Katie.
You know how much. Look at the ingredients.
I can't. What's it? My mom's. This pumpkin
it's
on
like,
the table.
It's like. Is it carnauba wax? What's the name of that wax? That it,
carnauba.
That's what you're eating.
That sounds good for you. I'm not
it
even.
It does? Kidding.
Carnauba wax?
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Actually, don't.
It could
don't
be, use like, my pronunciation on that. It's something wax. I wish I didn't say it. I wish I let somebody else
It sounds
say
like
it.
Something that's going to gather up all the food, hold it together. Like, we're all going
it really holds it
to
down.
The same place. Yeah, exactly.
What is candy corn?
Carnauba? Carnauba?
Digestion yeah, talk.
I had an amazing massage. They had this little carnauba wax part. It was, yeah. Doesn't that sound like that could be part of it?
It kind of does.
The flavor is based on honey, sugar, butter, vanilla. Okay.
I made fancy scallion ramen. The day before, I made ragu.
Whoa.
The day before? Yeah. The day before, I made a different kind of pasta that had sausage and this like butternut squash.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I've been really trying to like be intentional about making every single meal for no reason. I'm just trying
to say why.
No, absolutely no reason. Okay. But yeah, I just felt like I should share that since I'm eating wax and felt the judgment.
Eating wax.
I've been doing good things too, guys.
Do you have
Sierra, last night's dinner was vegan.
What was it?
Wait, is miso vegan?
Yes.
Okay, then yes, it was.
Delicious.
I guess I don't really know what miso is.
Yeah, it's soy. Yeah, I every time for a long time I used to have to look up if miso was vegan. It doesn't sound vegan.
Doesn't seem vegan.
It's tasty.
Very tasty. Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's pumpkins.
That's
Reese's
good.
Pieces.
That's good. Like, how many pieces, are you gonna Reese's. Fucking eat?
A lot, Haley. Okay. A lot. They also make them now in like variety of shapes. You can get a bag that's got pumpkins, bats, and ghosts.
Oh.
Okay. It's just that ratio I'm looking for. That peanut butter to chocolate ratio is correct in my book.
Yeah. I like the plain Twix. Old Hershey's.
Little Twix. Little Twix rule.
Yeah. I was a Halloween candy like fiend before I went vegan. So honestly, one of the best things I've done for like my teeth and overall health was being vegan.
Not eating candy.
Not eating. Yeah. It was like uncontrollable amounts of candy.
Is it because there's, what is it, eggs and milk?
Milk,
all of it.
Usually milk. Yeah. And then for like gummies, a lot of times it's gelatin.
I'm shocked by how much egg is in candy. Like Chewy Sprees have eggs in it. I'm like, what?
It is
Why?
Crazy. You look at the ingredients, like 90% of stuff has eggs in it. And I'm like, what's the egg doing here? What's the egg
tying it all together, I think, is the point.
Could be using wax.
Yeah, could be using wax.
There's egg in candy corn.
Yeah, there is. Candy corn's not vegan either.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm. So you're really weird.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I love it, though. It's just there.
I get
it's
that.
It's just there. Yeah.
It's just there candy is M&Ms. I like to keep a bowl of M&Ms. So you can just drive by, pop a couple in your mouth and be like, cool, I had a candy. It's just there.
M&Ms to me are too tempting as a it's just there candy. Yeah, because fair. I really need it to be like bottom tier. Like you're not really snack. It's just when you absolutely need something to snack on, there's a bowl of it.
Okay, but Jordan Almonds then. That's my house. Jordan
that's
Almonds.
That's a great one because you can't – you're not going to eat too many of those.
They're so loud and you have to like really crack them in the back of your – mouth, but they're so tasty, and you only ever eat them at weddings, which isn't fair. You know,
I remember the first time I had a Jordan almond as a kid, being like, "I don't think rich people really get what they're doing. Like, there's much better candy. This is always portrayed as the rich people candy. Yeah the ratio's all off. Yeah, there's a fucking nut in here. It's not even like, it's a good one. Yeah, I was just, I remember thinking like, I don't know. I think they've got it wrong. But now as an adult, I've come to appreciate Jordan almonds. I still
just like
associate
an almond
them with
some sugar on it
for some reason. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing we were thinking about talking about. Wait, actually, real quick, Sierra, I want to know what you do on a plane when there's no other option. Yeah. And then
now that
I
she left.
Go to our official sports segment.
Okay. Sorry, I had to let my cat in. I have a very specific setup. I hate flying because I'm tall and my knees are always in the back of whatever seat I'm on, and I can't afford to pay for upgrades. I have a very specific routine where I get on the flight, I'm probably, you know, gummied up, I listen to music, and I have one of those games on my phone where like you only get 5 lives and then like you have to wait a little bit for that, like 20 minutes to get a new life. So, you know, I get on my game, I rattle off like 15
What's
levels.
What's it called?
Homescapes.
Okay.
It's like one of those ones you'll see.
I've seen that one. I've seen that one.
I'm on level like 1200 of that one.
Sierra, is that the one with the grandma?
No, this is the one with like the butler.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been playing it for years, but you know, rattle off like 15 levels of that. I've got my music playing, lose all my lives. I've got to wait 20 minutes to get another life. So that's when I'm going into my camera roll. I'm nostalgic. I'm looking through my memories. Oh my God. Remember what I was doing in 2017? What a crazy time. Oh my God. 20 minutes has passed. I have another life. Rinse and repeat.
Smart. Oh, yeah, I get
it's like
that.
4.5 hours from Chicago
to California.
I do that
too, because 2 dots is lives dependent, like you have
yeah
to,
but then they
dependent.
Also have like if you go to the bottom they have like the like journey that you can do,
yeah, no,
and they have
there.
The like flip, and then they, it's like they can keep you in the game, but you it's crazy.
Yeah,
that game is all about tricking you into playing it for
when I do that journey like through your photos and through the years. The one thing that always hits me is like, one, I've managed to get exponentially prettier over the years, and two, it is a direct correlation to my eyebrows. Like, what was I doing? 8th grade, sophomore year.
Dude, whenever I look back at even celebrities during the 2000s, I'm like, you went out with your brows like that? You're the reason we overplucked? Why? Oh, you guys could have, we could have been like this forever. Our brows were all crazy then.
And when you overpluck a fucking eyebrow, sometimes it doesn't come back.
Sure, doesn't.
It's not like it just grows right back. Sometimes that patch is lost forever. So if you get overzealous, might be the end of your fucking eyebrows as you
If you have ADD and you're medicated for it, do not ever pluck your eyebrows just after taking your medication. That is the best advice I can give to anybody. I have just made it so that they were like halfway. And I was like, no, I didn't mean to. Because you use a magnified mirror and then when you zoom out, you're like, oh. A mess. So
I always say
aware.
When you take your ADHD meds, you have to be doing whatever you need to be doing for that day. Because if you're on Twitter when those meds hit, you're going to be the world's best Twitter user that day.
If you're making a table for your research project in college, it's going to be the most color coordinated table in the world. But you're not going to write the corresponding essay you were supposed to write. So
nope. Got to be doing what you're doing.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Isn't it funny when you have days on Twitter and you're like, man, I'm pretty funny today. And then you have other days and you're like, I've never had anything to say about a single thing. Like, there's absolutely nothing I could say about truly anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've been having a lot of days lately that are the latter. Yeah.
I have saved our Twitter drafts.
Wow. I mean, okay.
Okay.
The reason I save them is because I mean, again, in this job where I'm like representing Major League Baseball, I had no idea where the line was. So it was a very hard line to toe.
I can't wait for this. I was going to ask you to tell a joke earlier you felt like you'd held off on in the booth.
I don't even know if I could remember.
Well, thank
you. Every week after finishing, I deleted everything and then filled it with another. Doing two different teams every week, you underestimate how hard that is. You're like, oh, I got to know this team top to bottom, and then immediately don't need to know that anymore. And now I need to know these two teams top to bottom.
I've had too much candy corn.
You should
stop. I think that makes sense. Wax. It's too much. Yeah, I had a lot. I'm pretty waxy. My first draft. Does freezing a slushie make it more or less slush?
Less.
But more.
What if it's really watery?
What if it's really watery, is it a slushy?
That's a good point.
I guess I'd say it's probably like a curve, right? You know,
it depends on where you are in the life of the peak
perfection, and then we're down into ice.
I remember this one. I meant to Google this, and I think I probably just saved it because I thought that was funny that I put it into Twitter. But I had got a slushy from Dairy Queen. Ooh. And it was not adequately slushy. I remember thinking it was not enough slush. So I think I wanted to know, should I put it in the freezer? Can I change course for this slushy's life? But I ended up just, I think, sipping it on the ride home.
Why not get a blizzard? Like
that particular day, I just didn't want the heaviness. The thing about some Dairy Queens is that they don't have non-dairy. And also most days I'm cool with dairy. But my body could not that day do dairy. Like, it's just so much in a blizzard. Like, there's so much ice cream that you are going to eat that day. And I just
yeah, that is true.
I just could not. Like, some days my body can't. And it also can't with all the candy. Because I'm not going to go halfway. I'm not going to do half measures.
That's one of the problems I have. I live in Brooklyn, and there's a lot of like designer ice cream around, you know? Mm-hmm. And the problem with all the really good ice cream is that the percentage of milk in that stuff must be higher than Ben and Jerry's. Like,
oh, 100%.
It's like eating a truffle, but of ice cream. Like, I can't
whole
do.
Milk. Yeah, that's a fun comparison.
Thank you.
Comparison.
I can't do it.
Katie, what's your first Twitter draft?
I'm looking through them. Here's a real banger. Can't get enough of this kid on TikTok who reviews colognes by calling them good. This kid who just goes, this one's like, oh, it's good. It's very, very good. And I think he's being dead serious. I think it's just he thinks he's thinking of a word, and that word is always good. And I just find that very interesting. I also have, am I hallucinating, or are crew chiefs of baseball games allowed to have a full cheek of dip? And I think the answer is yes. I think it was a crew chief. And that's to clarify, the guy who does all the talking. had a full cheek. I didn't think that was allowed, but yeah. I guess that it is.
If my a general rule of thumb, I'll say, just knowing from secondhand experience, being in the presence of many people, if you think at any point somebody's got dip in their mouth, they have dip in their mouth. You just yeah. see an unusual budge and you're like, mm-hmm. what could that? It's that. That's the bulge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still scrolling.
I only have one more right now in my drafts, and it says... It says, who leads to hollering, my guy, in all caps? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Mm-hmm. Bro? Question mark.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
I really...
Is that in response to something, or...
That was just it? No, that was just the one. Yep.
Yeah. I have never been good at Twitter. I can't figure it out. I'm every time I'm in the lab, and I'm like... This is a home run. Like, I'm like, this is a banger. I tweet it. And like, four guys I went to high school with like it. I'm like, so pissed every time. I can't figure it out.
Harry, I think you have good retweets, though. Often you're retweeting good stuff onto my timeline.
You're an aggregator.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah.
Also, the Spencer's account has tweet notifications for, you know, right, Harry, you Haley, probably Jordan. See my tweets. So I see all of your guys' tweets. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm getting all of it.
Here's my last one that I still think is hilarious, but knew would just invite more drama into my life than I was ready for. My boyfriend's birthday is June 24th. And something pretty momentous happened Gemini. On June 24th of this year regarding women and the Supreme Court. And so I woke up, saw that news, and was like, I'm still supposed to wish my boyfriend a happy birthday today. I don't want to. And so it says, happy birthday, Dan Soder. I got you a vasectomy.
That's amazing.
I know, but
that
I
was
didn't
a good
tweet
one.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Inviting.
I just didn't want to hear
it's inviting
about
too
it.
Many people. Yeah. Was you're going to get a bunch of people who from all directions who just don't yes. understand it. I
think like,
that's
how
the
dare
most
you
infuriating
force
thing.
You're like, it's a joke. It's just a joke. It's a funny joke. And let's all just move on from it.
No, that's the thing I don't like the most is when people just don't understand you're joking.
And then they insist, like, well, every joke comes from somewhere, and you must really feel. And you're like, you're so deep. You're so deep in my joke that it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a vasectomy.
Every joke just comes from the part of my brain that makes funny stuff. That's, you know.
Right? Like, just leave me alone. Right. Chill out. You're the one with problems. You need to go see a therapist. Here's another tweet. I don't know whose team the pharmacist at the Hoboken CVS is on, but she ain't on mine.
Hell yeah. Fuck her.
I think that's pretty much it. Those are all the good ones.
Isn't it weird that your pharmacist knows so much about you?
Yeah, and they're never nice. My pharmacist always acts like it's the first time they've ever seen me. And I'm like, dude, I'm in here beginning every month getting the same medications every single month.
And you also see the medications I'm on.
Right?
Don't you think
you know what I'm going through.
Gentle care.
you know what I'm going through. You know it's difficult for me to even get myself here. So I'm here. Let's play some music. Celebrate,
I don't know, man. I always have good pharmacists, but I also am team Walgreens. So different corporation.
It's I think I'm Walgreens now, or I went to a different CVS. There's just this one guy at that CVS that. But then I guess that day there was one lady too. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I've had bad CVS. Mine is CVS too, and they're always like being like, you can get this delivered. And I'm always down, and then I click on the link, and then my phone crashes. Like it's
my thing when it says you can have this delivered, it says like actually these ones don't qualify. I'm like, then why did you write you can have this delivered? That doesn't. I don't.
I also have like prescriptions for like amoxicillin from 2011 that I can like somehow still get, and so I always need to tell the person like that it's not any of the other weird drugs that I have in my rotation. It's just the one
in my rotation.
Yeah,
I just feel like you shouldn't be able to access something after 2 years.
That's
All right, well, let's pull up our... Ooh, I have a voicemail from New York.
Okay.
Katie.
I'm disappointed by my own drafts, honestly.
Okay, well, everyone go on your internet and go and tell me the last thing you've Googled. Mine is Noel Great British Baking Show Worst Sweater.
Where are you just going?
How?
I just clicked on my Chrome on my phone. And then if I click the back button, I was looking up the lyrics to a Sturgill Simpson song. And if I click the back button, I was looking up the definition for a word that I should know that I'm not going to say out loud. And if I click the back button, I have airline fluid limit.
Do you just use 3.4 ounces?
That's crazy.
You're nuts.
I don't like to blow up the tabs.
Dude, once a month? I have like 700 open tabs.
Well, I have that, and then I have multiple tabs, but this was a recent one. I mean, you have to understand.
Okay.
I just got back from LA with for the first time in I went the last month. But what I'm trying to say is I finally have edibles again. So last night was a journey for me. Last night was a movie. It was my own movie, and it was not fun for anyone except for me.
Mine are all low-cost ways to cure sleep apnea because my boyfriend is annoying when he sleeps. baseball articles. And then random, I'll go to like websites that sell clothes and I will put stuff in my cart and then I will be like, I'll close that out later. I'll buy that later. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really need it. I'm going to think about it a little more. And then that tab just stays open with a pair of jeans in my cart.
And then once they're sold out, you're like, I need it.
Oh, I just missed it. Oh, yeah. I should have done it. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not great.
Yeah.
Chrome on my phone stops counting my tabs open and it just shows a little smiley face because I will have so many tabs open.
That's very funny.
And then once a month I go and I close them all. I just did it maybe 2 days ago. I already have 8 tabs open. And
What's on the 8 tabs?
What is on the 8 tabs? We've got... one tab is NBA games today, Google search.
Okay.
Another tab is NBA today, Google search from 2 different days. Vaccine appointments.
Okay.
Fever symptoms.
Oh, sick. Scary.
Those seem related.
Correlation. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I have 3 from this morning. Cuisinart kettle not working. Cuisinart electric kettle buttons not working. Cuisinart kettle won't turn on.
What did you get to the bottom of it?
Women in tech.
I just started working eventually. So.
Hell yeah.
Oh, love to see women in STEM.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of just engineered it to work on its own.
So we're so proud of you.
Yeah. But all my tabs are, it's always just like NBA games today, WNBA games today. Yeah.
Mine are like MLB standings, NL East standings.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least, no, I always, throughout the season, like the amount of times a week I type in NBA conference standings, just to see, and then you're like,
or
okay,
like whoever you're covering, it's like blah 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 schedule. So it's like Tampa Bay Rays schedule. So I can be like, okay, who are the last people they played, and the next people they're gonna play.
You know, something I like that I'll Google as a shortcut a lot for injuries because it always seems to be updated faster than the other ones is if you do like the team and then depth chart, and it's an ESPN link. So like, go on any team right now. Like, you could do like Warriors depth chart, and it'll, maybe it won't now because it's the off season, but it'll have like an out or like give their status or whatever. And it's an easier, for me, it's like always the quickest way to tell who's going to be playing at night. So when I'm betting in the morning, I'm hitting up a lot of depth charts. Yeah. So that's a frequent.
This is great.
It's a frequent thing too. I wonder that's if I'll gamble this
there
season.
There are people on the Warriors. I forgot they joined the team this year.
Well, there's still time for them.
I don't even remember what a basketball looks like.
Oh, welcome to the Bay Area.
Welcome to the team.
To the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I use Google for spell check. It's like I'll just spell a word kind of wrong.
Yep.
Throw it into Google.
I do that anytime I tweet. That's why I'm always fascinated when I see people tweet stuff that's like, what? You don't check before
you
don't
check
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Just check. It takes 2 seconds. You'll get the answer and you won't look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
I check words that I'm like, I should definitely know this. I just want to make sure.
You know? I have a really hard time with the word physical.
Interesting.
I have a really hard time with the word receiver.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
I used to have a hard time with the word restaurant until I saw Patrice O'Neill's Elephant in the Room special. And then I thought it was so funny that I remembered how to spell restaurant.
That's a perfectly good reason. I think that's many people's reason.
Yeah. But there's some that I just always spell wrong, and I know now that spell check has got my back. I think what's especially frightening is when the spell check has no idea what the fuck you're trying to do.
What are you even going for?
They don't see the vision at all. Yeah.
Really alone in the world.
Yeah, that's really a lonely feeling, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Especially when it's like something like not that hard, like severance.
I thought I was pretty close. How do you not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty lonely feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how I said the words I struggle to spell, and then that's where it ended. That's where the vulnerability ended for that segment.
I spell everything right, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Did you see this thing on Twitter today that it says the highest paid mascot in the NBA makes $625,000 a year?
Can we guess who it is? Yeah. Well, I know who it is, but you can guess. Oh.
You can guess.
NBA or sports?
NBA. It's blank mascot, and then the name is the highest paid mascot in the NBA with a $625,000 annual salary.
Okay, this reeks of like probable misinformation for me. Anytime I see something like this, I'm like, this seems a lot like the diet things where they're like, eating a French fry a day will take a
drinking days off your life.
Of those are real. Like, none of those things are real. And the studies, like, when you click on them, often do not say things like that at all. It's just like a weird, you can't sum things up quite
like that.
But
this is money, and you can sum that up, I think.
I know. It just says feels fake.
This mascot makes 10 times the average salary of an NBA mascot, which I can't even really wrap my head around that much.
Is it one guy playing the same mascot? Because sometimes a lot of these places have like mascot shifts.
I don't know. It just
says. There used to be multiple Wallys. I know that.
Yeah. It just says.
Haley, you're like, it's the Benny the Bull, but he's wearing like a NSA or like CIA jacket.
Was that who it is? Is it Benny the Bull?
No.
I feel like there's only one gritty.
I think it's Memphis. It's the Memphis one.
Is it the King Cake Baby? Because that would be the one I pay just so it would leave me the F alone.
Yeah, it's all lawsuit money.
What about the Spurs one? No.
I feel like you would never guess it. I don't ever hear about this mascot.
Is it the
Lucky's an actual human being with a rent to pay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
The Denver Nuggets mascot, Rocky.
What?
There's no way
Isn't that the one that passed out from the ceiling? Are we not supposed to talk about that?
I don't know.
No.
I
don't remember.
Oh my God, it was so scary.
No. What?
Yeah, let me look it up.
Yeah, he was like.
Yeah, it's the Denver Nuggets mascot. It absolutely is him. Yeah. So I bet that's like, so I bet that's. Like covering, hush it's money. Like, it's hush money, comp, exactly. Yeah. Like, look up Denver Nuggets mascot. Appears unconscious.
If I Google,
it's so scary.
Nuggets mascot, the first thing that pops up is Nuggets mascot passed out.
Yeah, dude. I just remember watching that being like, damn, he is not with
that
us.
That is scary. Okay, yeah, this was in 2013. Scary. That makes sense.
Yeah, it wasn't recent. It wasn't recent.
That is.
I was at a
thoughts and prayers to Rocky.
Oh, so upsetting! I never.
Yeah.
I was at an event when I was probably like 13, where the Giants mascot Lucille was attacked by children.
What?
Oh. Like tackled to the ground and attacked by children. It was so funny.
I love Lucille.
It was so cute. Yeah.
I was at a Maccabi Games, which is like the Jewish Youth Olympics.
I've been saying Maccabee like a real jerk,
no,
huh?
No, that can work too. I think it's like
thank you.
Coastal, whatever coast you're from. And he was there to kind of hype up the kids, and like some kind of like mass hysteria event happened, and like 40 children started chasing him and like tackled him and were like pinning him to the ground, and he like freaked out.
Yeah, damn. I would freak out. Yeah, what do you think is the best sport to be a mascot for? Let's go like top four sports.
Anything indoors with climate control.
That's interesting, yeah.
Hockey.
That's a good point.
Hockey.
But I do feel like the thing about basketball mascots is like when you've got bats in your stadium, you're in charge of catching them, and I'm not into that. That's a weird job to delegate to a person who doesn't even get to use their real eyes. They have to look through eye holes.
And do what?
Catch bats.
The mascots catch bats?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the San Antonio? They have like a bunch of bats because, you know, they have that like migratory event or whatever that happens in those caves.
What?
Yeah, so they get a bunch of bats in their stadium and is he a coyote?
He is a coyote.
Yeah, he catches them. Mm-hmm. One time he did it while he was wearing a Batman outfit, which was crazy. And he's good at it, but it's also
like part of the show because this doesn't feel like it's no. Should be in his job.
Remember, that's what I think I it was like Manu Ginobili like swatted one out of midair and killed it.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. It's same vein.
That was staged.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
The bat was a paid actor. It was but, a state. Yeah.
What if it was?
I don't know, you know.
Oh, I've already done a conspiracy theory about the bats that San Antonio just releases them to try to shift the momentum of a game.
That's funny.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
People are scared of bats.
Did a deep dive. I would be scared of bats.
Yeah.
If they bite you, you could get rabies, mm-hmm. right?
They're little their freaks. Whole thing.
Yeah, they're little freaks sleeping upside down.
Yeah, bats are harmless. Bats are harmless.
Yeah. I'm right. pro bat, but I understand the fear. They fly.
I'm pro bat. I just don't want it near me. I can do that.
Right,
I'm allowed that.
I literally had one right here that I didn't know was there in a cenote a couple months ago in Mexico, and I just turned and looked at it, and it didn't turn and look at me. That would have really fucking ended everything, but I just screamed and went underwater. It was scary, I'll admit.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah. I think being a baseball mascot would be cool because you have so much time to move between, and a lot of times they'll go behind the backstop and they'll like try to distract the pitcher. I think that's fun.
I'd want to be a baseball. Yeah. Well, do they ever get hit? Because that's also something I would never want to get hit.
Why would they get hit? Like by people or like
no,
you mean by
the ball? Like a bat or the ball or you know.
I'm sure it has happened. I don't think it's like a common fear.
Okay.
For them,
I guess you do technically have a little bit of padding. I think football could be fun, but it also could be very unfun. Soccer, I think, could be a good time depending on what team and what climate.
Another element of this that I think we need to consider, which I don't think plays in baseball's favor, is amount of work days you have.
Yep, good point.
You're
all
football,
right, fair.
You work
fair,
8 days fair. A year.
Yeah, but if you're getting paid per day,
right
then it's actually does work in your favor.
Absolutely.
But now we have like social media, so these mascots are doing like TikTok videos on their days off and stuff.
All
so I bet a football mascot could fill those
being
billable
being
hours.
Gritty appears to be a full time job, and he does such a good job of it.
Yeah.
And
like, did you know he's a hottie?
What?
Gritty is hot.
Don't please, I can't be told that the person who.
That's what I said. That's what I said when I became when I figured when I received that information with mine own eyes, I was like, I can't know this. I can't know this. I don't want to know this.
What's his name?
What?
How do I find him?
I don't remember. I don't remember his name.
Googling man inside Gritty doesn't
I went with Gritty mascot hot guy.
He's a super nice guy. He's also young, probably too young for me to be out here calling him hot in the streets. I just wanna let everybody know that it's a pretty attractive man.
This
Harry,
is gonna
did you
shatter
find
my
him?
World right now.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's like public knowledge who he is.
Oh, this is an inside. Okay. Oh.
I did stuff with Gritty, and at one point, you know, he's got to take the face off, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! I see. Updated, is the person inside the Gritty suit hot? An investigation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I find here.
I think he is.
I spoke with
19
people.
I don't know why that like really
met him in person.
Made my day.
Most
what'd
agreed.
They say? Most agreed.
No,
most
just
agreed.
The thought
the
that he would be
Gritty's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Well, should we end it there?
Yeah.